O God, in silence, we find that we are hearing you the loudest, the clearest, the best. Listening to you as we pray, asking you to inform our prayers. Remembering that Thanksgiving is about story, that our prayers come with history, history that is filled with sounds like the blues, or history that is filled with joy, like our praise songs, our pain and our praise mixed together in our story. We thank you, O God, for Thanksgiving, for a time to reflect, for a time to remember, for a time to recall. We ask of you, as our forefathers and mothers had, for your blessings, that you might chasten and hasten your will to make known. And although the wicked may oppress, we still need your blessing. We still need you to create in us a home. We ask, O God, for blessings upon generations that shall follow, for our families, for our friends, for even foes. We ask for blessings for this world, who's in chaos, for the nation that needs you to bind it together, for our communities, for our churches and synagogues and places of worship, our mosque. We ask, O God, for peace. And because you can speak it, we know it will be done. Thank you for the privilege of prayer. Thank you for meals made in kitchens and gatherings of family, children's voices, seniors who grant wisdom. Thank you, Lord God, for life. And for those who have no family or no place to go or no friends to call them or no place to sit and have meals or no food to eat, we pray, O God, for your bounteous blessings. Feed them, not just with food, but with love and compassion and care. Remember us, O God. Sit with us, O God. Favor us, O God. In your mighty, matchless, wonderful name, Amen.